USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. On the three-year anniversary of the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, which killed 17 people and injured 17 others, President Joe Biden is calling on Congress to take action on gun reform, including requiring background checks on all purchases, a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, and, quote, eliminating immunity for gun manufacturers who knowingly put weapons of war on our streets. Biden says the administration will not wait for the next mass shooting to heed that call and will take action to end our epidemic of gun violence and make our schools and communities safer. A 7.3 magnitude earthquake rattled northeastern Japan late Saturday. Residents are cleaning up clutter and debris in stores and homes after the earthquake set off a landslide, damaging buildings and high-speed railway lines, causing power blackouts for thousands. Three people seriously injured, more than 140 others also suffered minor injuries. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Despite a request for a delay, the trial for the officer charged with killing George Floyd will go on as scheduled.
The Minnesota Court of Appeals won't intervene to delay the upcoming trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer that's charged in the murder death of George Floyd. State prosecutors had sought to delay the trial, which is scheduled to begin on March 8th. Prosecutors argued that the proceedings would create a public health risk due to the COVID-19 pandemic and asked the court to step in and delay the trial to summer. The court ruled that the prosecutors hadn't provided enough reasoning to merit its involvement and dismissed the appeals to delay. Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. The three other officers present at the time of Floyd's death are charged with two counts each of aiding and abetting and will be tried together in August. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Floyd died on May 25th, sparking mass protests nationwide. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Texas is bracing for what's expected to be a historic winter snowstorm. Authorities are warning of historic and dangerous conditions. The state has already seen snowfall in most counties, and officials are warning folks to avoid travel. Governor Greg Abbott said Saturday that Texas is facing a very dangerous winter storm over the coming days that will make movement virtually impossible. He called the storm unprecedented. There's a winter storm warning in Texas that will last into the early part of the week. The National Weather Service saying parts of northern Texas could see as much as a foot of snow. More than 270,000 people were without power by Saturday morning as freezing rain left roads, power lines, and trees in the Pacific Northwest coated in ice. A winter storm blanketing the Northwest with ice and snow and also shutting down major freeways, including Interstate 84 and suspending public transit. Oregon Governor Kate Brown declared a state of emergency on Saturday. Health officials in Guinea Sunday confirming at least three people have died from Ebola, the first cases since 2016, when it was one of three West African nations to fight one of the world's deadliest epidemics. There are at least four other confirmed cases, all seven attending the funeral of a nurse and later showed symptoms. And Germany has implemented tighter border controls in an effort to stem the spread of the more contagious coronavirus variants. Researchers now say the UK variant is likely more deadly. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.